Google Glass is attempting a comeback. Several news organizations are reporting on a 2.0 version of the wearable computing device, an update that will be called the Enterprise Edition and marketed exclusively for the workplace. The original Google Glass was a flop with consumers, but the healthcare industry is still experimenting with it. Prachi Patel from our tech partner IEEE Spectrum visited a Pennsylvania hospital to see how trauma surgeons are using Google Glass.
Things happen quickly at trauma centers, like this one at Forbes Hospital in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. When medics rush patients in, a dozen medical professionals burst into action.
We will examine her, we will check her vital signs, we'll check her pulses, we will hook her up to EKG and oxygen monitors, and it's so it happens all at once so we can do that as quickly as possible.
That's Christoph Kaufmann. He's director of the trauma center here. Along with treating and resuscitating the patient, trauma surgeons like Kaufmann are also team leaders. That means making sure every little step, from calling for a CT scan or administering narcotics, is happening at the right time.
And in the midst of trying to save the patient's life, some of those level issues like, did you send off the blood work? Did you start antibiotics? Did you call the operating room to tell them we might need to come up with this patient?
Those logistics can be hard to keep track of. So Kaufmann and a few other surgeons have started to use Google Glass to get timely reminders. Google Glass is an eyeglass frame with a built-in computer. A tiny camera and display wrap around the top of one lens. The screen sort of floats in the air on the upper right corner of the lens. The camera on Kaufmann's glass is covered for patient privacy. He gave me a demo by attaching the glass screen to his smartphone display.
And now I can look up and down this list of things that it will tell me. I have a trauma team leader application. I have setting up a blood transfusion device. I have an ICU checklist.
The screen shows checklists set up like PowerPoint slides. Kaufmann tips his head up and down to scroll the screen. And he taps the glass or uses voice commands to activate it and select options.
Okay, glass. Start trauma eval. And now you can see a clock is starting and it's counting. 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and it asks that we have taken the history of the patient, IV access, tell the team, and about every 3 minutes it will provide a new prompt, and we can see that come up about then.
Kaufmann says the display isn't distracting. He compares the Google Glass reminders to the written checklists pilots use before takeoff and landing.
Doctors don't have the ability to have a piece of paper checklist or to be holding an iPad and looking at a checklist. We need our hands to be resuscitating the patient and providing patient care. And we like to say that trauma surgeons are the fighter pilots of the medical world.
Kaufmann has been using Google Glass for more than 6 months now. There are some snags with the technology. The battery only lasts an hour and takes 2 hours to charge. And the glass occasionally overheats. But Kaufmann says patients have responded positively, and he believes this is just the start.
I realize that what I would be looking at through the Google Glass is the future, and what I'm seeing is the future of medicine.
And so 20 years from now, every doctor helping patients might be talking to their smart glasses for assistance. For here and now, this is Prachi Patel.
And Prachi's story comes to us from our tech partners, IEEE Spectrum.